We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Deshaun Watson joining us. When was press conference is happening?
We'll have that at
2:20. Well, he technically, like, I felt like he is joining us. He's not joining us because that's misleading. There's no interview happening with Deshaun Watson. He's speaking to the media. We'll have that coming up at 2:20. We'll get to some more Kevin Stefanski had to say as well. I don't want to make a big deal about this because people know that I can hammer Jerry Jeudy until the cows come home.
Yeah.
There is something about Jerry Jeudy that just continues to bother me over and over and over again. And I was mad as hell the day that they gave him the extension. I went off on that. I have dug up past tweets of his. We've gone through 7 different versions of Jerry Jeudy's past lives that I keep bringing up over and over again. Because there's a couple things about him. And it goes beyond the football field. And I do think it's reflective of who you are as a person. I think if you act like an idiot on social media, chances are in real life, you're probably not the brightest character as well. I feel like that's a... It's just, I'm almost Colin Cowarding this, where it's like, you wear the backwards hat, I can't take you serious as a human. I'm like, I'm on that point when it comes to Jerry Jeudy and his Twitter. But the man continues to make statements, and I don't understand it, and it's so befuddling to me. Listen, I get it. When you want to wrongly tweet out your own statistical information where you're trying to dispute whether or not you got 1,000 yards or not got 1,000 yards, that's whatever. That's fine. You do you. But, like, you pointed out to me before the show got underway, Dustin. Yeah. He's walking into Berea. We just saw this moments ago. He's walking into Berea with a hoodie that's got the – it looks like a cartoon sack that has the dollar sign on it, clearly representing a bunch of cash, and then a bunch of hands going towards that dollars, towards that sack. My interpretation of it – not. I mean, I took one art class at Lindenwood University in college, so – I'm here to tell you, I don't have deep interpretations of anything when it comes to the art world, but I'm thinking what he's saying there is there's a lot of people that are reaching for his money. There are a lot of people that are talking about his money. Is that the fair interpretation of that?
I'm not sure exactly. There's a bunch of hands surrounding a bag of money.
Did I look too deep into that? Is that not what that is?
I don't know. Here's what I don't know. Like, and it bothers me a little bit, not a ton, because I think the guy's really talented, and I think he's got a chance to be really good because he was really good in college. But I am concerned about this whole, like, chip on his shoulder about the money and, like, the way he went back at Shalareth and whatever. You can do whatever you want.
Mark's joining us at 3:00, by the way.
Yeah, we'll ask him. I'm sure we'll get
to that. Oh, he's the Jerry Jeudy correspondent on the show. I think people think that we got our Audacy insider just because of Jerry Jeudy and that feud. It was set up long before Jerry Jeudy ever became a Brown.
Correct. But anyway, you know, you arrived for the first day of camp, and, I mean, I don't know. It's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal.
But it's just a lot. It's another little red flag. Excuse me, red flag.
It feels like he's almost rubbing it in.
Right. Like, almost like, I gotcha, like laughing at you.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done anything for Cleveland yet.
Not a single thing. And that's what makes me so mad about it. He's accomplished nothing for us. And fans are like, oh, he's worth every penny, this and that. Oh, what a steal that is. It's going to pay off in 2 years. You don't know that.
It's almost like that expression.
You don't know that.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
It's exactly that expression. you nailed it.
I mean, he's laughing all the way to the bank.
It feels like he's legitimately, he turns into Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker all the way to the bank.
And here's the thing. He can laugh all the way to the bank if he produces on the field. If not, he's just laughing on the way to the bank.
This is a fun hoodie if a year from now he has a 1,200-yard season with 10 touchdowns and lives up to everything. It's like, that's right. You guys pocket watched him for a little bit, and he's telling you how he was worth it.
Just kind of feels like 12 months too early to wear the shirt.
Yes. You know. Yes, it does. And if he's great, then fine. Come back around and you get to go ahead. You could sign autographs with, I stole from the Browns. Here we are. Now I'm a discount if you want. I don't care. Do whatever you want that way. But right now, it feels like the wrong time and place. I mean, you're taking this into the face of Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry bet on you. Andrew Berry's a smart human. Mm-hmm. Andrew Berry's a, by all accounts, a professional. He is an upstanding citizen in society. You think he's looking at this sweatshirt and thinking, "Oh yeah, we gave money to the right guy here. We gave money to the guy that really, this is he's gonna make us look good here."
I'm sure the organization is just praying that he pans out.
They have to be. They have to be. And there's a lot of people that, wide receivers included, that he goes into that room and says, "Oh yeah, you're the one that got the bag. We've been busting our butt for how long, and you're the one that got paid? Okay." I mean, Amari Cooper is still entering a free agency year, is he not?
He is.
Yeah, Amari Cooper got paid $20 million last year, $20 million this year. He's been paid handsomely, but he's entering a free agency year this year, and he doesn't have a deal. I think he's looking at this and saying, "Oh, so he gets paid. And because he gets paid, I can't get paid?" And now he's wearing these type of hoodies? I don't know. Don't love it. Don't love it. But right now I'm at the point with Jerry Jeudy. I'll admit it. I'm at the point with Jerry Jeudy where he could come up to me shake my hand with a $100 bill, and I'd still be like, "Ah, what happened here to you?" You know, I'll admit, I don't know that there's much he can do right now that I'd be a fan of. You know, when people get you the wrong way?
Yeah.
And then it just feels like they could be talking about how, "Hey, taking a trip over to the food bank and going to donate a bunch of food." You're like, "Oh, you scummy human." You know, one of those type moments. You're like, just nothing that person can say is right. Maybe I'm too much in that right now with Jerry Jeudy, but the sweatshirt rubbed me a little bit the wrong way. All right, Kevin Stefanski did speak today. We'll have Deshaun Watson coming up at 2:20. Stefanski did not say a crazy large amount to react off to, because that's kind of what he does. He just doesn't say a crazy amount to react to. That's his bread and butter. He's actually very impressive. I'm convinced they should teach classes at like Cleveland State and all sorts of other places. They should teach classes on how to avoid answering questions by Kevin Stefanski, because he's that good
at
it.
He's the best.
And he put on another absolute clinic today. But he gave us a little juice with Deshaun Watson, so we'll play that for you guys right now.
They have a very, very good plan. Deshaun, the medical team, of ramping him up and throwing and getting, he's doing all the things he's supposed to be doing when it comes to rehab. So when we get to those points in OTAs and minicamp, we'll go with what's suggested by the medical team. But he's doing a great job. We'll make sure that we are smart about Deshaun's rehab and focus on getting him ready for the season. And when he's ready to contribute in practice, he'll be out there based on what the medical staff tells us. Now, having said that, we're putting the system together. We'll full speed ahead and in these meeting rooms, and when we get out on that practice field, we'll constantly trying to get better as an offense, but we're not going to speed Deshaun up just to get the offense sped up.
Makes sense to me. I mean, and by all accounts with Deshaun has made it pretty clear he's going to be there for week one. That's what he said. That's his words. And so I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned about the idea that Jameis Winston will have to play a little bit more in the upcoming weeks here to go ahead and make sure Deshaun gets to go at his own pace. And even if that means into training camp, and if they go to the Greenbrier and Deshaun is not the number one guy because he's not 100% healthy, then I'm okay with that. We got to be patient with Deshaun, in my opinion.
Yeah, we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think you do have to be patient with him, especially with this big injury he's coming off of. I'm not certainly one that's going to be panicking or freaking out about his throwing right now. I'll be more concerned when we get into August, and you said the Greenbrier. Yeah, I mean, those are the moments where he better be close to 100%, if not 100%.
But especially with the new offense, right? And, yeah. And again, we don't know with offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey who's going to be calling plays, who won't be calling plays. What we do know is Stefanski did talk about in that press conference how they're not scared to steal from other teams. And that's what they're spending the offseason doing. They're stealing from other teams. Yep. They're taking plays. He said, some of the old and some of the new. Clearly they're trying to make sure that they're always adapting with the NFL, because the NFL is too good. You can't sit there and rely on last year's plays to work the same way this upcoming year. It's a constantly evolving league. And I think it's so funny how It's the only place you can just openly steal from other teams, and people are like, oh, that was genius of you to take from there. It's like, you know how in radio, people get mad about
stealing a bit?
Yeah, and it's like, ah, they stole our bit. What jerks. It's like, first off, nothing's original in radio. So, like, you didn't steal it. If anything, you stole from someone
every radio
25
show,
years
every
ago.
Every radio show has the pulse. It's just a name to something
named
different.
Something different, exactly, right?
Like, headlines of the day.
Off the beaten path.
Wait a sec. You stole our headline segment.
Yeah, right.
Yes, we did.
How dare you? Yeah, it's like, but if you're not stealing, you're not trying, right? And that's kind of the NFL mantra right now. And you gotta be taking bits and pieces from just about everyone. And I like that Stefanski just flat out was like, yeah, we're looking at what other teams do. I wish we'd find out what teams he's looking at specifically, though. I would love to know what team Kevin Stefanski is trying to model this Browns team after. Is it Shanahan? Because that, I don't know that that's necessarily, I've always thought he's kind of like Shanahan in many ways, but I don't know that that's necessarily what he wants with Deshaun. I don't know that you want Deshaun to be Brock Purdy with a bunch of really good skill position players around him. Like, who would he look at? Is it McVay? Whereas Watson plays more of the Matthew Stafford role, and then you have to find the Nakua Cooper Kupp types.
Puka Nakua?
Yeah. What a player. What a great name, player. What a player.
New is going to be good.
Yeah. Man, the moment you heard his name, you're like, this guy's
called a BYU good. Game. Two BYU games.
Did you? They initially found him. They weren't looking for him. They were looking at somebody else on BYU. And they're like, who's this Puka Nakua guy?
Good player.
They're like, no one's paying attention to him. I'm in the fifth round. They're like, why is no one paying attention to this guy? I saw a TikTok video of it where Sean McVay tells Les Snead, who's that? Get me that guy, not turn him into Cooper Kupp.
Well, he kind of did.
And he did. No, he actually
made him almost better than Cooper Kupp.
It's incredible.
As a rookie.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.